My good people, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your greatest show, the best of the best, the hotspot, your ultimate Saturday escape for good vibes, powerful storytelling, and an exciting I don't even know what to say, and the energy that connects us all, my people. Today we are switching things up because guess what, Peggy might be miles away, but trust me, we are locked in fully together. And before we jump into a fresh season, one that's going to be nothing short of greatness, we're taking a moment to reflect. We've gathered the lessons, the highs, and the wisdoms from this season, and today we're sharing them with you. So get ready. The hashtag is Peggy and Kansai, or Unity Radio 254, and they are, and this, with this, we bring unity, rhythm, and pure energy stories that will be told, and beats will always be dropped. And to start things off, I have a powerful hit here with me. It's Safari, a new hit that's in the market that's really, really taking everybody by storm. It's by Bien and Sultan Sirar. Let's get a listen, because trust you me, I love the vibe, and I'm sure you'll also love the vibe. Don't go anywhere, my people. When we come back, more dope conversations. Binadamu wanapanga shetani anapangua Alhamdulillah tumefika mashala Mashala Binadamu wanapanga na Mungu anaamua Alhamdulillah tumefika mashala Ayayayayayayaya Adadara ilayska Iya nur kadu shayda Huda vibay naftayde Kalay sudundu baby Adadara ilayska Iya nur kadu shayda Limadadu pura dikilakte mashallah Wanda balde ginaye inshallah Bina damana banga na mundu na muwa Alhamdulillah tumafika mashallah Madado pura de que la te mashala Cuando balde ginaye inshala Mira dama la banga na mundo na mua Dua de gate alhamdulillah Kuli anda safari alhamdulillah Tu kamba tu fike inshala Bina dama na banga shetande na pangua Alhamdulillah, tu me fica, mashallah. Mashallah. Tira da mola, panga na mola, na mola. Alhamdulillah, tu me fica, mashallah.
Ujane moshi tu na fita. Ujane ni moshi tu na fita.
And just like that, the vibes are flowing. That was Safari by Bien and Sultan Sirar, setting the tone just right. Now, before we dive deeper, we've got something special lined up, and we've been reflecting on this season. Gathering the moments that shaped us, and trust me, there's so much to unpack. So without further ado, take a listen to Peggy as she shares one of those reflections. Peggy, the mic is yours.
Hello guys, and welcome back to The Hotspot. It's been a while since we, put out a show, but we thought that since it's the end of the semester, we're coming to the end of the semester, we are closing the first quarter of the year because we're now in May. We thought we'd do something special, even as we wrap up this season and hopefully move into a new one. Wanted to have a reflection session, and yeah, so these are a few of my reflections. I wasn't able to get in studio with Kansai because of a few things, and but I hope you guys will learn a few things and will also have time to reflect and to be grateful for something, and yeah, also forgive my voice. I'm not feeling well. So yeah, we're supposed to do three lessons that we believe we've learned in the course of, this whole semester or this whole season of the hotspots. And it's been a while. We got busy with a few things behind the scenes, so we couldn't get together, and today has just been hectic. So yeah, Kansai and I can't be together again, but basically, so there are three pivotal things I think I wanted to talk about. What I've learned. Oi, forgive me. Naanza ku sound kama siji kamshona hizo kwa matatu ama kwa gari ama travel kwa alafu kunyeshe, then the windscreen vile na sounding hivyo like hiyo vile kitu ina sound hiyo wiper kipatana na hiyo mirror vile na akiwe. Anyway, I'll stop rambling and get straight to the point. So first is that more often than not, your colleagues are not your friends, so learn to tell the difference. And this has been made clear to me in several ways. Several ways in the course of the semester. And it's not to say that that your colleagues cannot be your friends. And colleagues in this case are like your fellow students, or because I believe, like saying you are doing it, tunatafuta vitu zinatuweka on toes, zinafanya. We are seeking out to be better people, and we are always working. Or unatafuta job mahali ama unafanya. Unaweza kuwa blessed to kuna job inaushikilia mahali. So in those spaces, sometimes your colleagues are not your friends, and you need to learn how to tell the difference. And I know at the beginning you'd be like, oh, but people are supposed to be nice, and people are supposed to, and they're supposed to, and they're supposed to. Imagine what one are supposed to ni watu wa kwenu. And even those people who are kwetu who to fail badu. So who are you? Who are you to think that even if you go into a corporate space or a work environment or you are shule or anything, so the people you are with would genuinely appreciate your company wholly and would do things to respect your partnership, you get? But imagine sa zingine tu, some people are just they are mad people, basically. Yani, I remember one thing SST teacher in primary is that the only sane person you know, especially, okay, he was talking about driving, but I think it still applies to life. The only sane person you know in this life is yourself. Niwewe too, by the way. Everybody on the road of life is crazy. They are mad. Those people are mad. They don't have time for you. They don't care for you. They don't care for your feelings. Sometimes they don't care how you're doing, where you've been. Like, hawana shughuli na wewe. That's the baseline. So even as you're interacting with some people wherever you are, remember that sometimes these people are not your friends. And the other thing you have to release yourself from is from feeling like they should be nice. As I said before, and I'll say, they don't owe you anything, and they might also not be wrong. Maybe umezoea tu kila mali unaenda una, you are just friends with everybody, and these people are now showing you shege. Welcome to life, eh? You umepewa kiti ya mbele kwa hiyo lecture inaitwa maisha. Na hiyo wewe ni mwanafunzi wa mamae ama sijui ndo ulimwengu. Hiyo methali inaenda aje? I don't remember, but well, yeah, just know that they might not be wrong in their, maybe them they've understood by the way that people I can call friends, that they are people who are just acquaintances or people I work with or just people I know. Unajua kuna watu unasema, ah, huyo ni beshte yangu. Si beshte yako, ni mtu tu unajua by the way. Ni mtu unajua, so keep it that way. Keep it that way. And it will also help you to like know where to place people in your lives. One good illustration somebody used is like unaweka watu in kuna the 3, the 12, the 3, the 12, the 72, and the 72. So you know where to place your people. So the 3 are like your close friends, like your inner circle kabisa. The 12 are like your close friends. And then the 72 are just people you know and your acquaintances. So you know, it will help you so much. It doesn't mean that the outside the world, you will. And as I said, colleagues who can also be like students, or just people you are working with, wherever uko na gig, wherever you're volunteering, or you know, when you uko, doesn't mean that you can't meet good people in those places, or you can't meet people who value your friendship or who value you as a person. First of all, even before they value your relationship with them, it just means that you have to also think about people differently. Not everybody you talk to is your friend. Not everybody you relate with is your friend. Not everybody, like, jitoe, toa that mentality from your brain. Because when you feel that questions, that makes you, like, if you question loyalty, their loyalty towards you start to question yourself na unafeel ni kama eh kwani nilikuja hii dunia kushangaa. No, wewe ndio ulifanya makosa na ukuweka watu penye unafaa waweke. So fix that, get with the program, rekebisha makosa hayo. Don't be stupid. be a personal standard. Like, yeah, that's just basically one big, huge lesson I've personally learned. So even as I'm shouting at you, just know your girl has been through the trenches. We have evidence. But yeah, so that's number one on my list. And yeah, so you can sit down and you evaluate the people in your life and see, like, oh, where am I actually placing this person? Because not everybody deserves to be placed in that city. That doesn't mean that someone acquired like a mean person. Just be nice to everybody. That's courtesy. Kwana courtesy. Don't be uncultured, eh? Don't be uncultured. Be cultured, eh? Treat people with the dignity and respect they deserve. But beyond that, you can culture.
Déjà qu'on n'aimait pas brûler ça. Excusez-moi, veux-tu danser comme pas? Moi, pas comme femme haïtienne, tous comme ça. Ou mettre madame, moi, c'est un ignite. Danser, blaguer. Alléluia. Got too much money, but I'm still a shooter. Don't take bad man, fait pas les poupas. Chanter, danser, blaguer. Uninvited, when I put a fine authorization. Because my presence is a gift from God, and you're looking like a ninja, baby. Oh, jumping, dancing, ooh yeah, booty like a circle. And I go handle them carefully. Plus I knew you would address for me. You be sure to call for me. And even the party me. Wagging in Lamborghini. On a la santé, je monte pas, baby, sinon y aura trop de débat. Hello, hello, oh my god, international, no be local. Don't you fold your hands, bring you closer. Show you how to dance to my compact, 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 compact. Hallelujah, got too much money, but I'm still a shooter. Don't take Batman, vip, ali, poopa. Cause my money bigger than you go soon. I'm tired of like I'm in the Yakuza. Je n'ai pas ma fils dans comme Medusa. T'as pas campé en la paix comme un soutien. Ma vie cherche un homme qui me tourne.
Already, the vibes are still rolling and the stories keep getting hotter. We just heard from Fokampe and Burna Boy. I don't know how to pronounce that name, but I'm sure you know it. And it's setting the mood. But now let's talk about what's been happening in the streets. The four film makers linked to the Blood Parliament documentary have been released after spending a night in police custody, as we all know it. And their arrest had the internet buzzing with people demanding answers. And while they're free now, their equipment is still being held. And the drama isn't over yet. The documentary has sparked major conversation and the heat is still on. I mean, when I saw this documentary, it got me asking a lot of questions about how we're going to move forward after everything that was exposed. I don't know. I want to hear your feedback. So head on to the comment section and flag them. I want to see what you people are talking about. What do you think of that documentary? Though I'm sure right now it's 4 million views on YouTube. It's something that will never die in my mind, and I hope it will also not die in your mind. Now, speaking of comebacks, university comrades are back and the campuses are alive again. The energy is unmatched and you can feel the excitement in the air. Whether it's catching up, plotting the next big moves, or just soaking in freedom, this is the moment. And now let's talk about the real challenge. Trying to remember your lecturer's name after 4 months away. You know, you walk in like sir, madam, professor, chief, boss, just hoping they don't call you out first. But I'm ready for what you guys are going to come back. Mtakuja by the kata mjui majina za lecturers wenu. So ukienda home usikae tu ati uko tu. Sasa huyo professor. So let's keep the momentum going. Keep the conversations alive and of course, keep the music rolling. Keep the dog plan.
You see, I'm in the Nanyaro, the better party. Be Mondi, my pocho pocho, the Tina Chietni, Junior in my God, Mongenga to my bomba, Voda, away on no, I debu come many times. Kunene, umi se, I'm a charity donna, I'm a congega to Mutanyone, I'm a charity donna. Single ni bata obosike kangato de.
guess, that was Nyaduse by Kodon Clan, setting the perfect mood for this next deep dive. Now, ever stopped to think how much of your life is shaped by a comment someone made? I mean, how many dreams got paused? How many risks weren't taken just because someone said, you can't do that? Well, today we're flipping that script. It's time to reclaim your story, your ambitions, your fire. Because the only limits that matter are the ones you choose to break. And Peggy is about to take us on a journey through these reflections. So listen in, listen close, and let's rewrite the narrative together.
Another thing, just on the same like lesson, is this quote nilisikizanga like say at least on TikTok. Alikuwa anasema, how much of our lives is a reaction to something someone said in passing? So like ukiangalia maisha yako ni watu like how many things are you doing because somebody said maybe you couldn't do it or like they just said something, it pissed you off, ulikasirika ukasema wa umeniambia hivyo. Utajoji, and then you went off it. Uka jam sana, uka jiona wa. Let me do this in order to prove this person wrong. And in as much as yes, sometimes it works for people. Sometimes it's unnecessary. Like you don't need to do it by the way. Sometimes you just need to ingia na one ear, itoke na yo maski ingire. Like ingia na ikitoka. Because sometimes we spend so much of our time. Imagine alikuwa na audacity ya kuniambia. Nitamuonyesha, nitavyo. Imagine huyo mtu hata by the time labda amemaliza ameenda shughuli zake hata. Yeah, and ask yourself, is that how you want to live? You want to live your life being triggered by everything everybody says, like, because Lord knows, hey, this semester watu wamekuwa kiniambia vitu nasikia tu kwa wewe. Hiyo kukupata kwa kona. Like I feel that maybe I'm wrong, and sometimes it's unnecessary. Like nakatuchi na jambia, yo, were you going to do that in the first place? No. I do advocate for like ukiona you have a plan and this is actually something that maybe somebody has said and you're like, oh, let me consider. Let me move forward with this thing. Let me evaluate and like sit down and see maybe is what they're saying makes sense. And then we apply and then we choose your account and then boom. You know, my shine and all that. But so zingine imagine which is gonna try to sirikia, ama the things we dwell on that people have said are so unnecessary. And we need to let them go. Truthfully, like one to say it's useless. Because even if you jam at that person doesn't even know. They're moving on with their life. They're gallivanting. When I run around, where two people you are very city rest. For what? Yeah? So what were they hotspots? Please, guys, calm down. Calm down. Yeah, for bus. Let it go. Some what when you do the out, breathe out, and you like, yeah. How much of your life is a reaction to something someone said? If come on, ameongea facts, so. But come on, if it's true, you can just like, please, let it rest. Then unaangalia unasema, aya pana. Siki la kitu kila mtu anasema, lazima iskizwe. It's just to the increase of media channels. Not what I scare, what they have the opportunity to say anything anywhere. So you better be careful. Because sometimes even the people who you're taking, you're trying, like, umekasirikia because they said something, or you're fixated on it, you keep thinking about it. Maybe they don't even know what they're talking about, because that's also common nowadays. Therefore, just speak for the sake of speaking. So, yeah, agari ahayo, please, do not be derailed. So, yeah, that's the first.
What do you want me to give you?
Darling featuring Chella, and it's playing here on Unity Radio 254. I hope you are all having a great afternoon. How is your day going? How is your weekend? But before we go any further, let's talk about something that cannot be ignored. All right? It's been almost a year since innocent protesters were murdered in cold blood, young voices silenced, dreams stolen, families shattered. And they're only crying being standing up for a better Kenya. And now, their parents, their loved ones, and other Kenyans of goodwill are saying enough is enough. And the call for justice is even louder than ever, and the demand for accountability is undeniable. And this was also caused by the documentary Blood Parliament that really up to now is really raising a lot of questions. And imagine this, your child, your sibling, your friend walks out of the house full of hope, ready to stand for what they believe in. Hours later, you get a call, not from them, but from someone telling you that they are gone, shot, killed, or even silenced. That's the reality for families who lost their loved ones during the peaceful protests of June 2024. And they were exercising their constitutional right to protest, to challenge poor governance, demand better. But instead of being heard, they were hunted down. And shot in black air. Shot back at while fleeing, shot in the head. It's so bad if you remember those incidences. And it didn't stop there. Many others were abducted, tortured. Some even were dumped in the process. And some were found in rivers, dump sites, morgues. But some lucky ones were found alive, but terribly injured. Forced disappearances, state-sanctioned violences. These horrors keep repeating themselves over and over again in our heads. But now these families are fighting back. They've put together a petition demanding justice, compensation, and answers. And on June the 25th of this year, they will march to the office of the President in Parliament, delivering every single signature collected. Here's the question that we always ask ourselves. Will justice be served? Or, as always, will history repeat itself? But if there's something I love, Kenyans don't just survive. They thrive. And no matter how dark the times get, our fire, our resilience, what else? Our unity will always shine through. And we'll fight for justice. And we'll also remind ourselves that we know how to keep the spirit alive, because nothing stops a Kenyan from vibing. Even in the toughest of times, there's always someone out there saying, si tumepambana sana, lakini bado tunangoja mishahara. You know? Like, kama suspense ya Nollywood. Come to think of it, by the many of these Nollywood movies always leave us in suspense. The devil just appears in a room and then disappears again. You know what I'm trying to mean? Hope is unstoppable and the fight continues. But we don't want to keep that fire out. We can still be the voice. And on June 25th, I can't wait to see how Kenyans unite to go out there delivering the signatures. If you haven't signed, maybe that article hasn't reached you yet, but maybe if it does, stand firm with the truth. You yourself know the truth according to yourself. Stand firm. Don't let anyone entice you or tell you this and this and this. You know what you want you on your own. That is what we are going for. And now, let's dive back into the music, turn up the energy, and keep the momentum rolling. Because guess what? The music never stops here on The Hotspot. It's Pray by BNXN, but when we come back, we shall be wrapping up the show with another thought from Peggy, who we were not able to be together today, but that doesn't mean the vibes don't keep vibing, people. The hashtag is Kansai on Kansai and Peggy, or Unity Media 254 or Unity Radio 254. I can also see some people on WhatsApp have also started commenting. I am going to be reading those comments before we wrap up the show.
Make a knock on. now you know it's your favorite. A fine face and a body on skin tight. Skin tight, so you know it all fits right. Man, this year I was giving them fist fights. Fighting on my demons at midnight. Why blowing back, asking my windpipe. Told them no slipping my shit right. Now I'm at the O2 past midnight. I'm playing two nights and I'm outside. Feels right, now you know it all feels right. I told them not to sleep on me. I told them to see something. Who wants to see money? Go pay money.
The second one, I think, I'd like highlights or something I learned is that don't wait for people to start doing something. Like that could be your friends or even your family or people who are just close to you. Don't wait for people to start doing something for you to do something. Because if you really have the urge, you have the passion, you have the energy to do something and you really want to do it, maybe it's one of your goals or it's something you've been assigned and you feel people are not really matching up to the vibe that you're looking for, imagine just start doing it on your own. Because if you wait for those people, you might wait forever. So if you want to start that business, go to that class, to start that series, maybe, I imagine it can even be in the small things. Unless maybe you have like a deal with your friend, you're like, hey, to which series per month. Yeah, but otherwise, if this person or the people that you want to do something with are not in a position to do what you want to do with them, you can always do it yourself. And it's not that Sasa you are subtracting everybody from the equation of your life. Ile tu unasema, like, nikiendelea kwa ngoja ntangoja milele. You get? Because, maisha, life is moving, by the way, and things have to get done. People have to go to places, goals have to be reached. Like, life has to be lived in general. So, decide for yourself, what do I want and how do I want to do it? So, usiwe discouraged at, oh, I really wanted to do this with this person. But every time we get around to doing that thing, things don't happen. Like, maybe they're facing something on their part. Maybe they have other obligations. But if you had a genuine need to do that thing with them, you can always do it on your own if they are not in a position to do it. And, yeah, that is life. Like, it's not that you're being selfish or something. It's just that if you sit around, like one of the, I remember easy videos, like Instagram, now my TikTok, and they're talking about the regrets that old people have. Oh, when I say, like, one of the, like, or dying people, our fikiriangi, about what they did, when I fikiri about what they didn't do. So if, for example, you were to die today, okay, it's dark, but bear with me for context, eh? So that you understand the weight of this thing. If this goal or this thing that you wanted to do with other people did not happen and you went through with your life and now you're at the end of your life, you're on your deathbed, if it is something you would regret not doing, if it is something you regret not doing, please do it. Please do it. If it's getting into sijui the gym, mama sijui kutembea wapi, kufanya nini, kwenda huu, all those activities, do them. Do them. Don't wait for people. Don't wait for people to start doing things, because the fact of life is that people are going through different things every day. Like, kila mtu akona shughuli zake, anaenda vitu zake. So, hata wewe, jipange na vitu zako, ufanye vitu zako, move on na life yako. Because nobody's going to put the brakes on life for you. So, and time is an asset that we don't have. Eh? You can imagine. Every day you think, I'll get back this time. You will not. That time will go. That time will fly away. It will panda and ege, Kenya Airways, it will go. Eh? JKIA. Ikona passport. Time ni kama inakonga na passport. Aingoji, it's just flights, catching flights. No, not feelings. Like some of you did, by the way, this semester. Eh? Najua wengine wenu mnauguza machungu. Yeah? Woi. Acha ni attack watu wenye. Yeah. Wapo wenyu walikuwa fourth year, sasa wanaenda. Acha nisikuze pabaya. Let me, take a step back. Mr. Hater. This is some kind of mini hater. But, you know, basically, don't wait. Even if it comes to dating, like, actually, you're waiting for someone so that you can start going to eat where to do what. Can you go out, look for that money and go out on your own? You will not die. You will not die if you're not taken by that person, or if you don't go together with that person, that, what they call them, significant other. Eh? How to imagine my shirt and earlier, and you'll be fine. They'll be actually exquisite. Utatoka huko, bill umelipa tu ni yako. Can you imagine? They're luxury. It is, and if you can't care for yourself on your own, what makes you think that suddenly your heart will open when you get another person? Hata wewe uonio ni jamba. Unatunza mtu mwingine kukuliko. Why do you depend? Well, clearly that is the case in some people's lives.
You forget that to some extent some things you're your first priority. When it comes to your health, when it comes to your mind, like education, because some of you, your thought processes are very questionable. Zinafanya, by the we are questioning a lot. I'm in university. Lakini vile unafikiria. Ay!
Sir, madam. Can you just have a unit here, communication?
Like, what's wrong with you? You know, so think about it, guys. You can do some things you can actually do on your own. And I advocate, to some extent, to do them on your own when you can. But that doesn't mean at the same time you're forsaking your friendships or meeting up with your friends, doing things with your friends. Can you get with your friends once in a while? Do those things once in a while, but don't usitegemee watu ndio ufanye vitu. Basically, let the drive be from within. Wanasemanga iko intrinsic. Vocabulary, msikia hiyo. Yeah, but that's basically it. Don't wait for people to start doing things. Life is moving forward. You don't want to be left behind. Number three, and my last lesson, is that, to some extent, I think I've said it in number one and number two, but this other one is also, nobody cares. And this is not to say, like, actually nobody cares. Like, let me watch and kujenge nyumba of an idea of what I mean. Like, take care of yourself and do the things you want to do. And while you're busy, breaking your back, for doing something, somebody else is fully living their best life on your labor. And it is something that you can also benefit from, but they are full, you are there, unajikazia kuwa Mkenya, unajivunia, unajituma excess. Now, this is not to mean ati usijitume, jitume bana, because in this life, the game of life is, to some extent, unfair. That is a truth that I think everybody has come to terms with. And if they have not, they are about to. So, like, ukayo kidzo, by the way, nobody cares. Imagine sometimes do the most random of things because nobody cares. Wear whatever you want to wear because nobody cares. Of course, respecting the values that you have for yourself. That is, yeah. Do like you want to this thing I've started noticing amongst like our age group, yeah. Like people don't wanna participate in anything, people don't wanna. Like, if you're in a group, people don't want to raise their hands when questions are asked, or they don't want to participate in something. And then, or anything. And I will say that the game of life is unfair. And success is when opportunity meets preparedness. And those people who keep raising their hands and you're like, oh, I want to be kerehere, oh, these people would have had a rouse, but you know, they are well destined to some extent for like that curiosity to answer questions or ask them. That will make a huge difference in the foreseeable future. And I don't know where you're gonna stand. Sijui utakuwa wapi. What to could up to do by the from the way when Nazibu be to one up to opportunities. Una Shanganga to pay Kenya, Kuna Joba, Kuna Hinia, Kuna opportunity. You can't see you. You ever would you do me? You're not putting your place yourself in places where or in a situation where Una Jambia by the nobody cares. Even if they do, why should that matter to you? Because in the end, it's your life. Hey, ile kukaa tu hapo caring. Oh, watu wataniona wananijibu nafanya nini? Oh, nini? People are moving on. Oh, this is okay. This message is not for everybody. It's for those people who look down on tease, bully people who you know put themselves out there who are quote unquote viherehes. Hey. We endelea kukaa in the back seat na kucheka with your friends. You continue. It is fine. You continue doing that. Does that mean that because you're quiet in a crowd of people that you will not be successful? No, that's not what I'm saying. You don't misinterpret what I'm saying. I'm just saying that when you do, like I should answer this question, and then the question is not answered by anybody. Then the speaker says the answer to the question, and you're like, in fact, I knew I should have raised my hand. The size of they were offering somebody like 5K, and you're just there. Okay, that's an extreme example, but I'm just saying, I hope you guys are getting. Yeah, just put yourself out there, jitume, because if you always worry about what other people are thinking about you, it can stifle your progress because essentially now your life is a performance for other people. You're not taking it into your own hands. And I don't think many of us would be comfortable with that idea. Are you comfortable with that idea? Like, maisha kwa tu unaendelea kuishi. Uki worry about what people do, what people post, what people... It's tiring, man. You just do what you want to do. Make those mistakes. Learn. Move on. That is like we are too young to be living in regret already. Like most of us, I believe, the people listening to this show took up between like 18 and I don't know 25. So this is a period where yes, we are bound to make mistakes, we're bound to do the craziest of things. Like, utafanya vitota, utajishangaza. Like, so, this is how I fanya hivo. Alafu unafanya hivo, unafanya twice, thrice, double. Yani, unajishangaza hata wewe, unasema, wah,
hata sijaifungua hii chapter kwa maisha yangu, nimefungua leo. So ujijue, jielewe, or kama ujijui, endelea kujua wewe ni nani. Yeah. Who am I? Ask yourself those questions. Sit down with it. Jijue. Because the only way somebody is going to disrespect, dishonor you to some extent is if you give them the space to. So don't. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Imagine, I've solved the problem for you. Wait. Just name as Anita Einstein or Maisha. I keep saying, hey, we are all learning. We are all learning and we are all growing. Yeah, so basically, I hope those few nuggets of wisdom will help you on your way to understanding. Yeah, to understanding how life can be. Because sometimes, ni maisha too, by the way. So, I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful way to be about the exams. Woo! Yeah. Yeah. A long holiday. We have a wonderful long holiday. Look, build yourself, and even if you don't get the opportunity to do so, sharpen on the skills you already have, because we're also in this era where we're always get better and 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 better. We're always looking at the better. You don't look at the now. Check in with yourself now. Catch in with Julie. But then, bonus jafurahi na penye niko, because your happiness now could frame the happiness for your future self. So give yourself that grace. Yeah, that's basically it. And yeah, hapa kwa the hotspot. Oh, you thought it was over? I have one more point. This is a bonus. So God is forever grateful. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Maybe kwa nikifikiria gratefulness sana, gratitude. Yeah. God is forever faithful. That's what I meant. Yeah, like God is faithful sana. Like Mr. Ja upstairs doing a very good job at running the world. It's just the human beings that he created that are just my words. So God is forever faithful, and we are now at an age where we are confused about what we believe in, what we think about some things. And I'm just gonna say, don't, like, this is a quote I had when I was listening to one of those two podcasts. See, tunasikizanga podcast zingine pia. Yeah. Because you gotta learn from, like, what to other people who won't get sense. You know, what won't get to. So in that podcast, they were saying, okay, don't glorify a place of confusion too much. Make sure you ati asielewi, sidiri, siosi, kachini, fix at least one bus. Yeah, just fix at least one. Don't glorify a place of confusion too much. Because hapo ndo watu nabaki. Unabaki tu kizunguka yo circle. Naka vile, sijua likuwa nasema, ukichora like a circle around siafu ama ni chungu. Wana chetesho all the time, jua kuconfuse the two. But anyways, so when you draw a circle around it, like, iyo, niyo circle amani. Okay, I don't remember the example correctly, na kumbuka vizuri. Kuna history ya elephants in India, wanazifunganga in some certain way. And so this elephant, growing up, they believe that they can't break free from those ropes, and they have the strength to do so. It's just that they already believe that we can't break this rope, so tukwapa. And those people who control those elephants, like, while we all notice Yokito, imagine Yokito no make his elephants opposing the elephants, no. So don't be like that, eh? Break free from the ropes that might be holding you back. Challenge the work it out there. Hey, work out of it, because God is faithful. So I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful time. Thank you for tuning with us today on the hotspot. My name is Peggy Rasiga, and it was wonderful having you guys here. God bless. Tunapenda sana, and look out for our new season. Yeah, we can't wait to be with you guys, hear from you guys, engage with you guys. So you keep your eyes peeled. Yeah, do the rules, guys. Back to Kansai Studio, or come up and do in Asia. I don't know. Yeah.
How far be? About it. I've been thinking I want you to come take this over me. Come and show me what it is that you've got to offer me. On the low, we could go all night. Won't you tell me it's all for me? And I'll give you all of me. So baby, come take this all for me.
You know who leave me, my love.